five, maybe 300. Heck, I just read in the newspaper they put a pig heart in some guy from Russia. You know what? I mean, you know what that means?
No, I don't know what that means. I guess longer life.
Well, no, he didn't live.
Oh, he didn't live?
No. Oh. It's just exciting that we're trying things like that.
Yeah.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland.
Well, good morning, West Texans. All you good, fine, friendly folks out there who wish you were. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro taking it to 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios. We will attempt to turn morning into afternoon with you wonderful folks in San Angelo on ESPN 960 and in Lubbock on Talk 103.9 FM News, Money, Sports. You could already be texting in. It's Wednesday. That means it's bandwagon day around here. The ones you're on, the ones you're off. What are you getting behind? What are you supporting? And what do you not want to have anything to do with this week? 806-855-3712 to utilize that text line. Tech baseball with a very big, critical, important fill-in-the-blank adjective win last night, or yesterday afternoon, I should say. They're at Stanford taking down the Cardinal, and just a ton of positives out of the game yesterday. Even some positives on the Monday loss, but yesterday a lot of positives. We got that question of the day. As the Pac-12 burns, good news for Texas Tech basketball as they get a player who was in the portal getting right back out where they got in and going to remain a Red Raider. All that today on the show, plus a whole lot more. 806-855-3712. So start rolling in those bandwagon Wednesday topics for us today. That you follow us on Twitter, the station at Talk1039. You download the app for Talk1039 at KKM.com. You turn on notifications. And you get notified about things you don't know about. Me, I'm just Ryan Hyatt, at Ryan Hyatt Media on Twitter. The show never ends. We appreciate that so much. We come back in the evenings around 6:30-ish with the daily broadcast, so you can see everything we do at theraiderland.com. He is Rob Bro, at Rob Bro Show on Twitter, Pulses the People, King of Hat of the Day. He also is one-third of the Gambling Gauchos, but probably the most important third, I think most people would admit. And he is the singular and solo host of the Rob Bro Show every day from 1 to 2 on Talk 103.9 FM. Happy Wednesday to you.
Happy Wednesday.
Yeah, the streak broken. Our consecutive day streak of wearing nearly identical shirts.
Broke at 1.
Broke at 1, so I guess we'll have to work on that tomorrow as I go red. And you got what color are we working with over there? What is that? Is that some blue on the shirt?
Green, gray, black. It's a gray shirt with kind of green and black lines.
Yeah, I'm a little color challenged sometimes on things like that.
We got glass in between.
But I can tell what the hat is, and it's a really good red Texas Tech cap with real double T on there and white outlined in black. Good stuff by Texas Tech yesterday. Really controlling the game for the most part from the get-go, did Texas Tech in the 11-2 victory. We'll tell you what it did for the RPI. We'll tell you what it means for this going forward. I did get an answer to a question yesterday regarding the worst RPI team to get in on an at-large bid in last year's NCAA tournament, and it will it makes a difference right now for Texas Tech. 806-855-3712. All right, question of the day. We love dollar hot dog nights. We love stadium giveaways. We love, you know, stadium promotions, cool things like that. They had one at Penn State last night, West Virginia at Penn State. By the way, did you see the Grand Slam Little League home run given up by West Virginia last night on a little dribbler to the mound that the pitcher shovels into the outfield over the head of the first baseman? Everybody's moving. Everybody's running. Right fielder throws it away. Catcher, smartly realizing that the guy who hit the original batter is down there at third, shoves the ball back to home plate. But one problem, nobody home. And he walks in basically to score. I mean, it was pure T-ball. T-ball action right there. But they also sold over 5,000 hot dogs on Dollar Hot Dog Night for a massive crowd of 2,000 people. Penn State baseball, catch the fever. Yeah, we love a Dollar Hot Dog Night. Give us the coolest stadium promotions and giveaways that you've been a part of. Cool things that you have received at the yard, at the baseball stadium, at any game, any sport event. Basketball, they do a lot of that in basketball now. You don't really see a lot of that at football games.
Was that at Ole Miss or at Penn State?
That was Penn State.
I think the same thing happened at Ole Miss on the base running.
Did we have a similar situation there in Oxford? Nice.
Guy's at first, gets all the way to third, and then nobody's at home, so he runs home.
Yeah. Fundamentals. Put the fun back in fundamentals if we can. So cool stadium promotions giveaways. I was because I got thinking about this with the dollar hot dog thing and everything else. And one of the I think the Phillies maybe had dollar hot dog night and they did like 50,000.
The Rangers used to do it.
Yeah, it's a great promotion until it gets out of hand and spills into violence, like the poorly designed nickel beer and handgun night in Cleveland a few years ago.
There was 1 year or 2 years that the Rangers did it every Wednesday.
And they should.
Nolan Ryan Dollar Hot Dog Night.
Yes, you should do that. I can't remember the last thing I got on a promotional deal at a major league stadium. And minor leagues do it too. The promotions are great. It might have been, I don't know. Gosh, it would have been probably a Ranger t-shirt giveaway night. It was like and this was long after he retired. This is probably going back maybe 10 years or so, if that, like a Pudge Rodriguez commemorative shirt or something that, of course, had no chance of fitting me. I got like the youth medium or something, whatever was handed to me as you came in. So, I don't know. You ever got anything cool at the ballpark?
A couple hats. I'm, a hat snob.
Right.
So they're generally like Velcro or one size fits all bucket hats that are for children.
Yeah.
So, no, I've gotten, we got, I'm trying to think of the kid's name, but we went to a Sod Poodles game and got bobbleheads.
Right.
Of a guy who'd already been up to the majors, so it was like a big deal for Sod Poodles.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, I miss all of the good promotions. I think maybe
that's the way I feel.
Maybe at like a crickets game, I got a mini bat.
Oh yeah,
which is a dangerous promotion, giving a bunch of kids mini bats.
Yes, let's give them sticks.
Sword fighting in the stands, but I feel like I've gotten some bobbleheads over the years, but I don't really remember the good ones.
You mentioned a bad one before we went on.
Oh, so Texas Tech night at the ballpark. It's not the ballpark anymore.
Globe Life.
We'll always call it
the
ballpark.
Yeah, same here.
Globe Life, Texas Tech Night in May. They're going to do a Josh Young bobblehead. It's just a generic white man bobblehead standing straight up with a black T-shirt that says Rangers. It's an obvious sticker. It says Rangers on the front in red. And it is one of the worst bobbleheads I've ever seen.
It's pretty bad when they get your bobblehead wrong.
I mean, it zero effort. They just said, give me the white guy and put Rangers on it.
It could have been anybody.
Yeah. I mean, it looks more like, I don't know, Matt Damon than Josh Young.
Yeah. Hey, but at least he's getting a bobblehead night.
Yeah. And it's a good move to do
smart,
Texas Tech night.
Very
and then
smart.
Tie in Josh Young, but Just do a Rangers Josh Young. That's what we want. We don't want this off-brand looking
off-brand bobblehead, dude.
Generic. Off. Yeah, I'll have to post.
Yeah,
picture.
We need to see a picture.
I'll tweet it out so everyone
can. Rob Bro Show on Twitter. Be sure and follow him. 806-855-3712. Coolest stadium promotions, giveaways, things you've got, and what do you got for us on that today? 806-855-3712. It's also Bandwagon Wednesday. And we're looking at Tech Baseball, the win. Doughboy, our resident trucker in Raiderland, guns up trucking. He has left Mississippi. He is heading to our Kansas. And echoes the sentiment, good win yesterday. Indeed, it was a good win yesterday. Moved you up to 62 in the RPI. We have a Plainsman in Dallas listening. Still on the Josh Young bandwagon. No need to get off that bandwagon right now. Took my son to last night's game, set five rows up behind third base, 2 for 3, line out onto the warning track, couple of walks, couple RBI. Nice inning-ending defense, and Bochy committed to batting him fifth. And, of course, the Rangers win last night. What was that, 8-5? Yeah, 8-5 with the three-run bomb by Jonah Heim in the 10th inning. So if you had the Rangers on the run line, thank you, Jonah Heim. We certainly appreciate what you did for us last night. I'll get some more thoughts on the Rangers and bandwagons and otherwise. 806-855-3712. Texter says here, Rob will recognize me as the guy who sent in the Heim Crime meme yesterday, but I'm all the way on the Rangers bandwagon. First legit shot at the playoffs in a long time. I'm younger, so 2011 is what got me into baseball, and I'm happy to see us playing like a real baseball team again. I am not young, and I am happy to see the Rangers playing compelling, interesting, fun baseball again.
Yeah, Odolis Garcia is so clutch. Josh Jung with the incredible walk, and then the obvious Heim Crime deep shot to right.
Heim Crime and misdemeanors.
Man, that was such a fun game. I was doing a softball game last night, so I only watched the last couple innings. I got an extra inning because Jose Leclerc, but good times. And then they sent Jose Leclerc back out there. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know where they were situationally on the pin after the last 2 days.
Yeah.
Either way, you win.
Leclerc's like the closer. I don't like him in that spot.
You got to say he's like the closer, he's not the closer.
You don't really have a closer. Like, you don't have one of those peak Eric Gagne types to just come in and shut it down.
That would be, we're getting way ahead of ourselves here. I hope it becomes an issue.
Yeah.
And they have to acquire a closer. And that it is a smart baseball move for them to make a move to acquire a closer in July. I would love for that to be the case.
I wish they hadn't traded Clause A for Corey Kluber when they were obviously tanking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there were other ways they could have done that. One night each season, says Monty, the Albuquerque Isotopes become the Albuquerque Green Chili Cheeseburgers. Cool uniforms, tons of fun. Blake's Lotta Burger is there with their fantastic burgers. We got a lot happening right there. First, Blake's Lotta Burger, New Mexico royalty.
I need to see the logo for
We need to Google up the old Green Chili Cheeseburgers. I love that when minor league teams do things like that. When they change their name or that's the essence of minor league baseball. That's where that should take place. That is where those things should happen. Not in Major League Baseball, not in the NBA. Not in goofed up whatever hockey night. That's the province of minor league baseball that is so good to do things. Coolest stadium promotions, giveaways, what do you got? Bandwagons you're on, bandwagons you're off. And sports or non-sports, doesn't have to be tech-related. It could be baseball gets a big road win yesterday at Stanford. All those things and much more. So jam up the text line. It's our first time out of the day. 806-855-3712. Quick break. It's Ryan High. It's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. It's 11:21. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro taking you till 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios. You're listening to San Angelo on ESPN 960. In Lubbock, talk 103.9 FM, News, Money, Sports. Bandwagon Wednesday, the ones you're on, the ones you're not on. You can clamber on, you can clamber off, sports or otherwise. What are you supporting? What are you getting behind this week? We got Tech Baseball winning 11-2 at Stanford yesterday. And then, of course, as the Pac-12 burns, we'll see what's interesting going on out there today. Question of the day, coolest stadium promotions, giveaways, cool things you have gotten, your favorite promotions, interesting things along those lines. And, yes, at Rob Bro's show on Twitter, you can see the alleged Josh. Is it Josh Hamilton? Is it Josh Jung? Is it anybody named Josh bobblehead doll? Seeing it now, the picture of it, Rob, it ain't him. I don't know who it is. But that ain't Josh Jung. It's bad.
I would honestly rather have just a Texas Rangers bobblehead. Just put him in the Rangers uniform.
Right.
We know he went to Tech. Put a double T on the base or something.
It's like they must have got a deal on some generic bobbleheads. And just said, all right, we'll throw this out here for the Tech night. We'll see if anybody notices.
There's a really cool one of his first home run. Just give that one. It's swinging a bat. It's classic baseball bobblehead.
It's a huge moment. It could commemorate an even bigger moment years from now. Who knows?
Well, it doesn't have to be that exact one, but there are better bobbleheads. You know he has a Josh Jung bobblehead out there. Just use something like that, and then put a double T on the base.
Yeah, easy. Easy to do.
I just don't like it's just him standing there. Yeah. Like, I like the baseball poses, I guess.
Yeah, anything to make it look like it's, I don't know, it's weird. At Rob Bro Show on Twitter if you want to see it. 806-855-3712. Texter says, I have a windbreaker that was given at an Amarillo Dillas game in 1995. My wife and I stood in line for 4 hours in 97-degree weather to get the paper-thin Dilla windbreaker that I still own. Was it worth us almost dying of heat stroke? No, but it's funny now. I'm trying to think if I've ever been drawn to a park for a giveaway, for that it wasn't just I was going anyways and they happened to be doing that, but that I said, oh, this is happening. I've got to go out there and do that. You mentioned the crickets. I can't remember many specific cricket giveaways that they had. A lot of it was for kids, you know? Yeah. A lot of it was for – and that's fine.
I was a kid.
I know. Right. Don't remind me.
If I lived in Arlington, I might go to the park more often for one of those things.
Yeah.
I tried to go to the Texas Tech games in the last couple of years for, like, the throwback pennant or – some of that stuff. I usually don't get one, though.
Yeah. Whenever I think of the Dollar Hot Dog Night, I still always go back to the Great Food Riot of 1997 at Danlaw Field, where you had several things, a confluence of many events occur. You remember the old Committee for Champions? They were out there. They kind of got created while Bob Bockrath was at Tech, and they lasted a decade maybe, give or take, whatever. But they tried to do a lot of promotion. They tried to drive interest in Tech. It was a needed organization at the time. It really was. So they were doing Dollar Hot Dog Night there at the Law. This is in early April of that year. Texas Tech was coming back home, had just moved to number one in the country. So you've got Texas Tech playing, I think it was Grand Canyon. Their first game is number one team in the country ever. Tuesday night, Larry Hayes going for like his 1,100th win or something, and then Dollar Hot Dog Night. They were not prepared for the crush of humanity. And I just remember right before me and Martin Finkner were going on for the pregame show, which would have been a half hour before first pitch, somebody from the committee, I still don't remember who, came up there to our booth, bedraggled looking. Looked like he just got out of Somalia, had hung on to the runners of a helicopter. And he leans into our window and says, "Don't, no more. Tell him no more dogs. Tell no more people. No more. No more. Tell them, no, don't come. No more dogs." And then he ran back downstairs. That they, when they opened the gates, hundreds of people
went straight for the
hot dogs. Went straight for the hot dogs. There was no way they could have been prepared for it. And I think also they had forgot to put like a limit on it initially. So people were coming up like a family of eight getting 50 dogs, 60, you know, whatever, 25 dogs all at once, you know.
Yeah.
And it devolved into mayhem.
Wow.
Angry people. People were mad. But then the game started, and Texas Tech looked like number one team in the country that night and ended up getting through it. 806-855-3712 for you to join us today on the text line. It's Bandwagon Wednesday. It is we'll get into some more Texas Tech baseball as we go through. And the good news for Texas Tech basketball, I assume most people know, that Robert Jennings yesterday announced, and he was using good sources himself, that he was going to stay at Texas Tech, which for my money, Rob, I think with McCaslin's focus on defense, very good move for Jennings and a very, very good pickup. I say pickup. Would that be a retention? I mean, he was technically in the transfer portal. But if you're McCaslin, I think that's a really good guy to get back. I still believe I'm on the bandwagon that Jennings has more upside offensive potential than what we've seen to this point. But I feel like day one, he can come in and give the defensive effort that McCaslin is going to expect and need. And he's seen the beast. And by that, I mean he's seen Big 12 basketball play. He knows what it takes, as opposed to somebody else coming in, talented though they may be, that's never seen a Big 12 basketball game, that's never been on the court and understands what it's like night in and night out in this league. All of that combines. I think that makes a guy like Jennings more valuable to Texas Tech in this scenario than maybe even some other teams. But good to see it. Because somebody had asked yesterday, one of the texters, if McCaslin was actually doing anything. Is he doing anything? Well, I guess he is.
I guess so. And he hired a strength and conditioning coach yesterday.
Where'd he get him from?
From North Texas.
That shocks me.
I've seen some people say it's the University of North Texas Tech.
Yeah. You and I have talked about it, that the staff is going to be critical. And maybe that was a Big 12 staff operating in Conference USA. I mean, Conference USA did pretty well in the postseason. They're better teams.
And they have sustained success.
Yes, it's not a one-hit wonder that they did.
It's not like they just had Tyler Perry or, you know, Jordan Love and got good for a year.
No. But it will be interesting to see from here on out what the rest of this staff looks like, 100%. 806-855-3712. We got them stacking up on the text line. We'll get into your get your text messages rolling again on the other side. Get in. Give us some bandwagon Wednesdays, the ones you're on, the ones you're off today. If you want to talk about Tech baseball winning at Stanford, we can, and how important that win was yesterday. The question of the day, coolest stadium promotions, giveaways. What do you got? What have you gotten? What are some of your favorite promotions over the years? Death to Disco Night in Comiskey Park. Why not? Sounds like a good idea. What could go wrong? 806-855-3712. Jam up that text line. Quick bottom of the hour break. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. .9 11:35, you got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro taking you through hour number one of two in the Arctic Air Studios. You listen in San Angelo on ESPN 960 and Lubbock Talk 103.9 FM News Money Sports. 1 to 2, it's the Rob Bro Show here on Talk 103.9 FM as well. Question of the day, coolest stadium promotions, giveaways that you've been a part of. What are some of your favorite ones? What have you picked up or just interesting memories of stadium promotion giveaways? 806-855-3712. It's Bandwagon Wednesday, the ones you're on, the ones you are off, sports or otherwise. Texas Tech baseball wins a big road game at Stanford 11-2 yesterday, and we'll dissect some of that. And Jennings coming back for Tech basketball. So all that's out there. You tell us what's on your mind. 806-855-3712. To the texter who was talking about waiting in line for hours there in Amarillo in the mid-late 90s for the windbreaker that wasn't. A friend of mine has texted in. I'm going to keep his name out of this because he's a well-known public figure, but says, I was working at the Dilla Villa when they gave away those windbreakers. The term team jacket was put out there. Keep in mind it was the height of the starter jacket mania. Let's just say that didn't go over well. So apparently the product was lacking. Oh, well. Hey, it was independent ball. What did you want? Texter, I'm glad the Rangers are skimping on the promotional items and throwing that money into the roster. I'd take a Josh Young bobblehead if it looked like Adrian Beltre, if it meant Texas won the division. Ranger fans are already starting to make deals with the Devils and whatnot here.
I don't know if that goes hand in hand.
Yeah. Texter, dear bro, how are you?
I'm good.
He is fine, says the texter. Can you imagine eating that many hot dogs and what that would do to your innards? I can barely get through one before my stomach starts to rumble. Given the right hot dog, I can eat a mess of hot dogs.
I mean, I ate 8 hot dogs in five minutes flat, once.
I mean, I can remember the days of going through the drive-thru at Wiener Schnitzel fairly late at night, right? Get up to the window. I didn't even stop at the little talk into the market, just get to the window, I'd hand him a 20. This many chili cheese dogs, please. How many do you want? Many as that'll buy me. Knock out 4 or 5 of those in a sitting, easy. Texter says, I'm back on the Ty Coleman bandwagon. I admit I slipped off a few games, but I straightened up and I climbed back on. Ty Coleman with a big 2-for-4, 3 runs scored in a ribby night yesterday for the Red Raiders. They bludgeoned Stanford pitching yesterday, 14 hits, 11 runs. Hudson White was the only one to get a home run while they were out there, but they beat up Stanford pitching yesterday.
Yeah.
And hit it on Monday, but didn't stretch any inning out, really. Only the second.
Just the second, yeah.
Nothing else stretched out. I sent you the lineup when they first announced it yesterday, and both of us were like, very interesting. But back to what we always say, Tim Tadlock has never done searching for the right combos for his baseball team. He doesn't just wake up one day and say, all right, this is who we are, this is what we're going to do. Unless it is so set in stone, almost forced on him by limited options, or guys are just so flat out good, hey, you don't do anything. I mean, still loving Hester as your leadoff man.
Yeah.
Three for five yesterday with two ribbies. Coleman hitting second as the DH. Then you had Harrelson in center. Bazell at third, Cash first, Vuletich right, relieved out there by Tabor fast. Hudson White second and catcher, Maxey behind the plate, Green second, and then Tracer Lopez at short. That's a lineup. We hadn't seen anything look like that. I don't know. I don't remember any. Maybe at late game combos or something. I don't know. I don't remember seeing any of that combination at any time prior to yesterday. But I'm here for it. Gives me another bandwagon. I don't know if I'm on. I mean, I'm on it. I've never been off it, I don't think, this year. But continue to be on the Brandon Beckel is your best pitcher bandwagon. And you figure out as many ways possible to bring him into play in as many games as here on out. And yesterday, that told you how important this game was yesterday. That Tim Tadlock knew that this was more or less a must-win situation for his baseball team and where they are right now. That he goes to Beckel immediately. And it's not a one inning, it's not a two inning. What'd Beckel end up going? How many pitches did he go? He went 35 pitches, 3 innings after Ryan Free came in and did his thing. And wasn't bad. It wasn't bad at all. But then Beckel was just spectacular. 4 strikeouts, scattered the 3 hits among 10 batters. And then Kyle Robinson, man, if you can get that Kyle Robinson every outing, sign me up.
Yeah, and that new role, if he can come out and be the closer, I'm cool with that.
You can do that twice a Big 12 series. You can eat up 4 innings twice in a weekend on Friday, Sunday between those two pitchers.
Yeah, and Robinson's stretched out. So if you bring him in late like you did at A&M, I mean, that seems to be his forte.
Yeah.
To come in late and pitch what you need.
Now, this puts a lot of pressure on Molina, but that's okay. If you're going to be a good team, somebody has to be that guy who rolls out there and goes 7. He's going to have to be efficient going forward because he's going to have to eat 7 innings a Saturday going forward for all of this, I think, to work the way we're kind of envisioning it. But that's okay. That's why he's your guy. That's why he's your front starter.
Yeah, and I think it really helped Texas Tech to just win a game, period, on the road.
On the road. With a team that's got a number by them, a team that's had your number lately.
And that's your first true road game win.
Yeah. It's amazing, isn't it?
Now, you haven't played a bunch.
No.
But still, 0-4, 0-5 was looking you in the face. 0-6 was staring you down the throat yesterday, and you beat them.
Didn't just beat them. You controlled the game. That was the other thing I liked.
I was very nervous when they had 2 runs in after you got 4, and it was 4-2, and I thought, here we go again.
Right.
Can't get a clean inning after a crooked number. That team just cannot do it on the road, and then they didn't score again.
Yeah, credit Free for shutting that thing down there in the third, getting you out of the mess. Texter sent in the hat for the green chili cheeseburgers there. Looks like a black top with a green bill, then a lovely looking cheeseburger. I'd wear that hat. I'd 100% wear that hat. I wonder what the uniforms look like that. We're talking today, coolest stadium promotions, giveaways that you have been to, been a part of, fun things you've gotten at the. It seems like we're centering on baseball. It could be basketball. It can be any sport. Also, Bandwagon Wednesday, the bandwagons you are on, the bandwagons you may be off at this time, sports or otherwise. A lot of Texas Tech baseball to look at, too. Texter wants to know, does Dollar Beer Night on the home run porch count? Yes. Yes, it does. And I'm assuming you took, well, that depends on, they usually don't give you the beers now. You can still take your beer cups home, but they're kind of flimsy.
Right.
You know, they're just a little bit on the flimsy side that doesn't do much for me. So Texas Tech baseball, we talk about the importance of last night's game. The RPI went from 69 to 63. It was at 62 last night. You had to wait for some things to settle. Goodness gracious, who did Louisiana Lafayette beat last night? They made a big jump in the last week. They must have beat somebody pretty good. I'll have to double-check on that. I think that's who moved past you. So you get up to 63. I had reached out to Kendall Rogers, D1Baseball.com, to see the worst RPI team to get in as an at-large. Last year's tournament. And that was Florida Gulf Coast, I believe, at 55. We have to double check whether that was GCU or Florida Gulf Coast. Here, give me just a half a second. We can get the determination on that very quickly.
Yeah, and if you go about 500 to finish the season.
No, that was GCU. Yeah. I'm sorry. That was Grand Canyon got in. So, yeah, sorry to interrupt, because you've got it nailed on what needs to happen to make sure this team is in the field on that 2-3 line.
Yeah, if you go about 500, you'll be in the top 36 RPI. That's just how the math works out if you win most of your home games. So I don't think you can be, or I know you can't be top 16 RPI, but that doesn't mean you can't host.
No, because there will be teams in the top 16 of the RPI.
I think there was a 27.
That can't do it.
I think there was a 27 last year that hosted.
Yeah, but there are programs that won't even turn in a bid because either they don't meet the minimum facilities requirement or whatever else. And I'm looking right now to see if right. anybody might be in there. This has settled down pretty good here.
In the past, it's been like a Fairfield.
Right.
That just doesn't host but is going to be a top team.
Nobody really is in there right now. Connecticut is at 20, and I don't know about their facilities. Campbell at 24 could get up there. I don't know about their facilities. I don't think Elon's going to put themselves in the mix, but Elon with the 28 RPI, that would be an example. If they were sitting there at 12, that you'd probably be going, Elon probably not going to be in a host position. So if it's Texas Tech, anything is possible. We've seen teams go on amazing runs this time of year, 18 and two runs, crazy stuff. You'd have to be, I think, within probably around that 18-19 spot to have a shot to get in one of those. Then you get into the issue of where the committee tries to spread out the regionals in the regional host sites.
Which is good for you because you are regionally alone.
Yeah, I mean, Stanford and UCLA and Oregon, 12, 13, 14, not all three of those would get to host, in my opinion. I don't think all three of those would get to host. So that's your West Coast mafia that you'd have to get through. After that, you're pretty much one of the best teams. You are, right now, one of the last places they could go in order to host. TCU at 27 is probably not in a... I mean, all this hinges, this is pie in the sky talk, and that's fine. We can do that. But in order for this to even matter, you would have to lap TCU going forward, take them out of that position. You'd have to move past Arizona State and Oklahoma State to put yourself in maybe that last spot. Is it impossible? No. Is it improbable? Yeah. It's improbable. But the improbable happens all the time. We got to take the time out. You guys get on the text line, 806-855-3712. We'll get back to your text messages. Bandwagons you're on, bandwagons you're off, sports or otherwise. Tech baseball on your mind? Let's discuss that. Robert Jennings back for the Red Raiders and McCasland. Big pickup? We think so. And then the question of the day, coolest stadium promotions, giveaways. What's some of the coolest stuff you've ever gotten going to a baseball game, basketball game? You get the idea. 806-855-3712. Take a quick timeout. We'll finish up hour number one of two together strong. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
An update on Talk 1340. Check out VSiN's catalog of original podcasts, daily and weekly programming to keep you in the know when you're on the go. Only at VSIN.com. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
NBA play-in tournament action last night in the West. The Lakers beat Minnesota 108-102 in overtime. The Lakers were favored by 8. Minnesota beat the spread by 2. The under was 210. LA advances to face Memphis in the first round. Atlanta beat Miami with a 116-105 upset. The Hawks paid plus 200. The under 221. Miami was favored by 5. The Hawks advance to face second seed Boston this Sunday. Play-in action tonight. Toronto favored by 5 at home against Chicago. The Bulls paying plus 175. The Pelicans, 5.5-point favorites at home against Oak City. The Thunder, plus 185 on the money line. Get the latest lines and more at vsin.com.
Final segment, hour number one of two, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Got you till 1 o'clock in the Arctic Air Studios, and it's the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2 on Talk 103.9 FM, News Money Sports, ESPN 960 in San Angelo. Hi there. Question of the day, coolest stadium promotions, giveaways you've been a part of or received or interesting promotions that you have enjoyed over the years. Bandwagon Wednesday, the ones you're on, the ones you're off, and then Tech Baseball, big win at Stanford yesterday, Oklahoma next. So whatever may be on your mind, 806-855-3712 to get on the text line. Make sure you use the 806 or it goes to the angry man in Florida. He will not respond to your missives. 806-855-3712. Texter, I like the playoff T-shirts at NBA playoff games they give out. Went to one in OKC. It was fun to see a whole basketball stadium full of people in orange surrounding the court. Hopefully they're behaving properly and not about to storm the court, just surrounding the court. Our Pittsburgh texter says the Pirates are always giving away stuff every weekend home series, but I enjoy Pup Nights this year. There are 8 this year's. I get to enjoy a baseball game, and the wife gets to enjoy the dog group, and everybody is happy. Well, maybe not some of the dogs. Then we get a picture of the Pirates parrot mascot with somebody with a dog. Yeah, not to rain on the parade there. I'm anti-bark in the park. I hate all that stuff. Leave the critters at home. There's no place for critters. Here's the deal. When I go out to eat, I don't want your dog there. When I go to a baseball game, I don't want your dog there.
I agree.
Ain't no place for it. Keep the dogs at home. Why not have feral hog night? Come on out. Everybody who brings in a feral hog, if you can get him into the outfield, you get free hot dogs. Sorry. Don't like that. Got to do it 8 times? Good God. That'd be even worse. 806-855-3712. I am on a bandwagon for the first time, and they're not the only ones, but I'm going to single them out. I'm on an Oakland A's bandwagon. See what the A's have done? They've extended beer sales into the 8th inning for all 33 people there at the stadium because the games are going so fast.
I was about to say.
And before you guys think that any of these teams are doing this out of the goodness of their heart, that they're doing this out of a love of the fan, no. They're losing money.
Yep.
These games are going so fast. Somebody, I was driving, so math, numbers, and me driving don't go well together, but somebody threw out a figure that in the first week, the estimated revenue loss in beer sales across Major League Baseball was well into the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. That the by shaving 30 minutes off and the normal suspension of beer sales there after the 7th or whatever it is. Is it the 7th?
Generally.
Yeah.
During the stretch, maybe.
Yeah, I think stretch 7th or something like that. That that they were all of a sudden losing a bunch of money. So it's not that they feel, you know, oh, those poor fans. No, they're like, oh, man, somebody really should have done a cost-benefit analysis on this and told us what was going to happen. So, yeah. But I'm on that bandwagon there with the A's. At least they're doing. And again, for the A's, all 33 people at the game, I'm sure they're incredibly appreciative of that. I'm also on another bandwagon in Major League Baseball. Have you seen the Joe Dirt Bat Boy?
Yeah. So I wish he would have just left his hair down, though. He tucked it up under
the helmet. Yeah. So the story, at first, everybody thought that this was a bat boy for the Yankees, and the guy looks exactly like Joe Dirt. The long hair, I mean, dead ringer. Dead ringer. Turns out, there in Cleveland, that they provide the visiting team with bat boys. So the guy is actually a Guardians employee or whatever you want to call it. Turns out he's a drummer in a rock band. But yeah, the Yankees do have a facial hair and a hair policy within the organization. You can't have hair below your ears. You can't have, you know, they've got a facial hair policy, all this stuff. One of the most restrictive in the major leagues. So Michael Kay, one of the Yankees announcers, was just going off on this poor guy on the telecast, saying, oh, this is an abomination. We can't have this guy looking like this. So the next night in Cleveland, they made him put his hair up under his batting helmet, and there you go. I'm with Joe Dirt, Bat Boy. Let the hair fly.
Now, hold on. Why was he in a Yankees uniform?
Because the visiting team provides you with a bat boy, and they wear the opposing team's uniform.
The so home team.
The home that
provides you.
The Guardians provide everybody who comes in to play Cleveland. If you don't travel a bat boy, and I'm just coming to find out.
A bat boy.
Yeah, he's a bat boy. Not a player.
No, I knew he wasn't a player. I thought he was like sitting in foul territory.
Yeah, no, he was down by the dugout.
The Yankees don't travel a bat boy?
The Yankees made their players last year pay for internet on their charter flights.
The Yankees.
The Yankees.
The richest team in baseball.
The Yankees.
Hire a bat boy.
Apparently there's more teams that don't do that now than I realized.
That's not something I ever thought of.
Part of it may be during the school year.
I thought he was down the foul line, like corralling foul balls.
Yeah, nope.
Ball boy. And did you see that Major League Baseball is grading those guys? And if they stink, if they let balls pass, they're firing them?
Oh, gosh.
Because pace of play? But they're not going to fire Angel Hernandez.
No, not at all. 806-855-3712. Quick top of the hour break. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, a presentation of the Texas Town Square Media Network.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
Excuse me. I believe you have my stapler.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Congrats to us. We've done it again. We turned morning into afternoon with you fine folks here in the Arctic Air Studios. A lot of help from everybody. San Angelo, ESPN 960, and Lubbock Talk 103.9 FM News, Money, Sports. He's Rob Bro at Rob Bro Show, one-third of the Gambling Gauchos, and host of the Rob Bro Show here on Talk 103.9. From 1 to 2 every day, I'm just Ryan Hyatt at Ryan Hyatt Media. On Twitter, and then theraiderland.com, the website. We'll come back tonight around 6:30-ish with the daily broadcast. We're trying to shift that from a Twitter live feature to a YouTube live channel, but goodness gracious, the hoops that YouTube really wants you to go through to access the live function the way we want to utilize it. Thanks to everybody who followed us yesterday. You can still do it. I think that's P pinned on my Twitter feed. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, all one word, capital R, capital H, and then R again. So, yeah, thanks for that. But, again, they just don't want me to do that. Rob, this streak that continues of us turning morning into afternoon, again, I'm still pretty much flummoxed at how long it has gone on. And you've got to think somebody somewhere has put together an over-under on how many more days we can get away with doing this, right? That in a faraway place, perhaps, you can get that action?
Surely.
I don't know what the number would be, but I'm pretty amazed by it. The question of the day, coolest stadium promotions and giveaways. What are some of the fun things you've been a part of or got at the ballpark or arenas or different things? That's Bandwagon Wednesday, the ones you're on, the ones you're off, sports or otherwise, Tech baseball with a meaningful critical win at Stanford yesterday. And then Jenny's back with Texas Tech basketball, going to stay and play for McCaslin. So that's some of the local news headlines or otherwise that you can sound off on. Anything you want to get into, though, this hour, we're happy to hear from you. 806-855-3712. Texter Craig says, it wasn't a single day event, but I always look forward to attending Texas Tech football games in the 70s and the 80s so I could watch them get their butts kicked. More important were the little red footballs thrown into the crowd. I usually ended up with one or two. Yeah, those were cool. Those were legendary. The oldest one I have of those is a 1974 or 75 one. There's no telling how many of those little red plastic footballs, Rob, that my dogs over the years either ate, chewed up, or got hit by the lawnmower or whatever in the backyard, or just, you know, dozens and dozens of them. And this, you know, harkens back to the days, too, when you could go sit in the north end zone in the grass. You know, it's all the elementary kids and the junior high kids. The scrums that would break out over those footballs. And then once you got them, everybody's just playing football during the course of the game. It was unstructured. It was mayhem. And it was beautiful. Miss that. Everything's got to be organized now. Everything's got to be paved. Texter, if they're doing bark at the park, why can't I bring my cat? My cat is well-adjusted. Won't use the bullpen as a litter box. Stop the pet insanity. I think it'd be fun on Bark of the Park night to bring in a cat, to smuggle in a cat. What if your cat identifies as a dog? I have a cat that thinks it's a dog, pretty sure. Scout the dog cat. Running his own column, got his own agent. Unbelievable. A texter wants to know if we know something, Rob. Do you know if McCollum is still under consideration as an assistant coach at Tech?
Yeah, I really don't know. I thought he was.
Seemed like it. They're friends. They've met. They've known each other. Long time. Seemed like it, but I don't know. Texter, I'm on the Tampa Bay Rays bandwagon until they lose. I'm rooting for their winning streak to continue. Man, right before the season started, there were some props on will any team start the year 10-0, and it was serious plus money. And you got to know some people have already hit that and cashed that ticket that throw down, you know, $100 or something. Just why not? Doesn't happen all that often. What are we like? It's the 13th longest. I can't remember the number I heard on that. 13th longest streak or something to start the season with victories. And, of course, it would be the Rays. And why? Because they have broken back out some of those original glorious Tampa Bay Devil Rays uniforms. Man, those were nice there in the late 90s when they first debuted them. And then they went to the Rays. I don't know. Somebody complained, I guess, or something about having Devil in there. Whatever. So they had to drop that, and then they went to some of the most boring uniforms known to man. The Marlins, when they made their uniform adjustment, the original Marlins uniform, I liked it. You know, it had the Marlin, I almost said swordfish. Yeah, that would have been funny. We got a swordfish on the Marlins. It had the Marlin logo. It had the pinstripes, the good color combo. Marlins across the front on the home whites. Was it about 10 years ago when they really made the shift, maybe longer, where they kind of embraced the multicolored not rainbow, but the multicolored Miami look and the right. M logo and made it, you know, a little more South Florida looking type deal. Not Art Deco. That's not the – but when they went to that, I wasn't horribly opposed to it because it really did – I think it did probably better capture the vibe of Miami and everything. I'm trying to remember if the first year they did that, if A.J. Ramos was a Marlin at that point. I don't know. Losing track on things. It does happen, you know. But – that was actually a uniform change that I was kind of liking at that. Texter says, this is our Pittsburgh Texter. They have us participate in Pup Night on a separate patio section away from the regular fans. That tells you all you need to know. You can't be around regular fans. I think it's a great way to make sure everybody can enjoy the game. Not sure how Tech does it. As always, great show, Ryan and Rob. Now, if I get one thing done in my life, it'll be ending Bark at the Park nights. Or expanding it to All Animal Night. Bring in any and all animals. Let's have a menagerie. Let's make it look like Noah's Ark today. Bring an animal. Get in free. And you can win prizes for the most exotic animal, the most interesting animal. I mean, nothing better than maybe having a raccoon on a leash at a baseball game. That, to me, says fun. Or an otter. You could have a little swimming pool out there in the bullpen. Guys warming up. Otters playfully doing whatever it is otters do. Otters play in water, right? I've got that right. Like otters enjoy that? Yeah. Yeah. Beavers like to cavort in the water, too. You could have a dam building contest. There's no end to the fun you could have if you would just open your mind and be willing to bring in more animals to the games. 806-855-3712 as what we go through today. It's Bandwagon Wednesday. Bandwagons you're on, bandwagons you're off. We mentioned the Rangers. I am fully on the DeGrom bandwagon. I think it just took one start to get all the New York Mettiness out of him. And once he kind of got the Mettiness out of him, all he's done now with his strikeouts last night, I think I heard this right, he's now got the Ranger record for most strikeouts first three games as a Ranger, breaking the Nolan Ryan record from 1989.
It's pretty good.
That's some pretty fast company you're living in. He also has like six of the fastest pitches thrown by a starting pitcher as a Ranger since StatCast started doing that however many years ago.
Yeah, he had the most 100 mile an hour pitches since Neftali Feliz.
Okay.
But he wasn't a starter.
But so he's got the starter record. Man, I tell you what, just his endurance throughout the game, you see some guys get like that they end up throwing harder in the fourth and fifth than they do in the first and second as they limber up, get loose, and that arm kind of heats up a little bit. I'm just continuing to be impressed by the DeGrom signing and just enjoy it every day because as Ranger fans, we've come to understand and expect things can change on a dime. Things can change very quickly. We're pleased. We're happy. May I have another round through the rotation? Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Eovaldi tonight, I believe, going against the KCs, and we'll see. That should mean that Texas is favored pretty saltily, I would believe, tonight. The Royals just not hitting a lick. I think they're the worst hitting team right now in Major League Baseball. So you could maybe have another tasty day on the run line if you're looking at the Rangers. I'm not off really any bandwagons this week, although I mean maybe Bark in the Park, but I'm always off that. There's nothing that I'm really off that I'm looking at. Maybe off still having to wait on all the Texas Tech basketball staff being released. Maybe put that, but I feel like I'm stealing Rob Bro's off bandwagon on that, so I don't want to do that. 806-855-3712. Coolest stadium promotions giveaways that you have ever been to. There were a couple of dollar hot dog nights last night. Around the country. There's probably a couple every night, but some of them made more news than others. So what are some of the cool things you've gotten at baseball games, basketball games, football games? The neat things that you went out there, maybe you roll out and you had no idea that it's whatever night. You just show up and all of a sudden, hey, it's seat cushion night. Hello, 1998 Big 12 baseball tournament and the seat cushion night that went wrong with Oklahoma and Texas Tech and about 6,000 of those things out on the field during the course of the game. Pro tip to teams, sometimes you should give away certain items at the end. When people are exiting the arena, you know, you give away the item then. seat cushions, baseballs, mini bats, anything that might turn into a projectile. You know, big umbrella night. Big umbrella night. Hand those out to the people leaving. So, yeah, sometimes you just roll into the park. You don't even know. And I am curious if there's anybody out there who has specifically gone to a game because of the promotion, that you knew they were giving away X. You knew that they were going to do this. And that's really what got you out of bed that day as a fan and said, all right, you got me. I'm going. Because there will be Josh Young bobblehead night that doesn't look like Josh Young coming soon. Maybe that's enough to get some tech people out there. 806-855-3712 on that. Baseball on your mind. We can continue to look at Texas Tech after their win at Stanford. And then maybe a little as the Pac-12 burns. There's not a whole lot new today, which tells me there's a lot going on. We'll take the time out. You guys take advantage of it. Jam up that text line. Go until 1 o'clock today. A little bandwagon Wednesday. The Rob Rose Show will take you from 1 to 2 as we work here in the Arctic Air Studios. So use that 806 when you text in. Otherwise, it goes to the angry man in Florida. 855-3712. Quick break. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. It's 12:20, you got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro, taking you until 1 o'clock in the Arctic Air Studios, and it is the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2 on Talk 103.9 FM News Money Sports, ESPN 960 in San Angelo. You can follow both of us on social media, at Ryan Hyatt Media on Twitter, at Rob Bro Show on Twitter as well. Don't forget the gambling gauchos, too. Question of the day, coolest stadium promotions that you've been to, giveaways, cool things you got. Intrigued to see if anybody has actually just, the only reason they went was a specific promotional item that you wanted to get. It is Bandwagon Wednesday. You give us the bandwagons you're on, the bandwagons you are off, sports or otherwise. Texas Tech baseball, big win. Basketball, we can discuss that. Still waiting on the staff. By the way, news yesterday, they're running scared up there in New York. St. John's wanting no part of the Grant McCaslin experience in year one. They canceled the game that Tech was going to play against them there at the Garden. How many times has that happened? They don't want any part of Texas Tech. They still bitter over Tariq Owens or something?
Maybe.
Just scared. Could I think be. They're running scared. I think it's that and they're running scared. So that's a shame because that would have been a cool deal. But I'm sure they will find something. Who else could you play up there? Be kind of fun. Go play Manhattan. See if the Manhattan Jaspers would like a date at the Garden with you. Texters on the text line, 806-855-3712. Texter says, drove all the way from Brady, Texas to Arlington. Adrian Beltre bobblehead night. Well worth the drive for Adrian Beltre and the bobblehead. I don't think I have any bobbleheads that are sports related. In fact, I think I can count on one hand the number of bobbleheads that I have. It's one. It's Captain America. And I think my son decided I needed that one Father's Day several years ago. So I do have a Captain America bobblehead, but I have never. It's weird. I have never been intrigued by the bobblehead.
My dad's a big bobblehead guy.
Really?
You've got a bunch of them, yeah.
Yeah. Our friend David Collier, the guy who directs sports content over there at KMAC and Channel 13, I think he's kind of a bobblehead guy. Seems like he maybe has a few bobbleheads to his name. We'll find out. He's supposed to maybe join us tomorrow if everything works out well and creek don't rise. But bobbleheads just hadn't really done it for me. I'd rather get a shirt or a hat. Like if you're doing a giveaway, I'd like something I can wear. Or just dollar hot dogs. That's fine, too. I mean, if we're doing promotion events and you can't be dollar hot dogs and stuff like that.
What about the mini helmet ice cream sundae?
Fan of that. Huge.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, you could get those like at your 7-Eleven, like a Slurpee or an Icy or whatever, you know, whatever it was you were getting. And I had circa 78 at every major league team. Now I'm short like random teams. Short the Mariners in that. Short somebody else. It's pretty cool. And unfortunately, I did what kids would do. at some point, I decided to artfully decorate some of them.
Yeah.
Like some, like the Cleveland Indians helmet wasn't cool enough for me, so I like changed the bill to red and then did a stripe down the middle or something. Things like
nice.
That. Defaced it. Ruined all potential value.
You might could clean that up.
Yeah. They were worth a nickel then. They're worth a nickel now. I loved those things. You know, if you can get a big batting helmet deal, and that was for us growing up. I think I was probably a part of the plastic batting helmet generation. Not the real ones that you'd wear in a game. But, I mean, the plastic full-size helmets that you could get. And that was like standard wear. And I know I'm speaking to some people in this audience right now. I promise you guys did this. That if we were playing wiffle ball, you were wearing your plastic batting helmet. Ball's plastic.
Sure.
Protect yourself. So everybody had their, in our wiffle ball games, pretty much everybody had their plastic batting helmet when they were batting. And I had several of those. Had the Rangers one, the orange Astros one with the H and the star on it. I had a really cool Texas Tech one for some reason there in the 80s. I have no idea where that thing came from. And then just your random and sundry other ones, you know, that like nobody wanted to have to wear the Yankees one. We'd always make the little kids wear that. You'd get stuck with that. Here, doesn't even fit your head. Wear the Yankees one. You got to wear the Boston one. Had an LA Dodgers that I liked. But when we would play wiffle ball, the plastic batting helmets were coming out. Was your group big wiffle ball people growing up?
Yeah, we played it pretty often.
You know, and
we more played like football. I mean, we were football.
Right,
yeah,
but
mostly.
Everything.
Sure.
Did you have a vacant lot anywhere near?
We had the LCU softball, baseball field thing.
Perfect.
At the corner.
So you had the backstop.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was key.
As we grew older, though, they wouldn't let us go out there.
Killjoys.
Yeah, it was like gravel dirt. It was so bad shape. But we play home run derby and stuff out there.
Yeah. In Lubbock, we didn't have a whole lot of vacant lots. Now, when I was younger up in the Panhandle, it was more of a vacant lot area. Now, you know, ain't no vacant lots for kids to play in. It's a shame. Missing out on some stuff, kids. 806-855-3712 for you guys to text in today. Coolest stadium promotions, giveaways, things you have picked up at a game in honor really of nothing other than there were a couple of dollar hot dog nights we took notice of yesterday, and it's such a wonderful promotion. It really is. Then it's Bandwagon Wednesday, the ones you are on, the ones you are off. And I am certain, not that I was ever off the Texas Tech bandwagon, but I am certainly on the Tim Tadlock aggressively manipulating the lineup to figure out what's going to work, how's it going to work, what's this thing going to look like, and what can we do. That I think the small, not small sample size, but the trip out to Palo Alto, I hope we look back on that. And even though the loss, the Monday loss, you know, just couldn't string together enough hits, I'd love to be able to look back in a month and that last night's game, yesterday's game, was a benchmarker game that you go, from that moment on, Texas Tech did this. That from that Stanford win, that Texas Tech was a better team, a more consistent team, in that they really found something out there at Palo Alto. Because, again, they bludgeoned some Stanford pitching. Now, and before we get too crazy, Oklahoma took some games from Stanford as well. All right? And that's who you got to play next. And you don't have a Big 12 road win to your name right now. So, okay, now you get another chance to prove it. But just there was something, some vibe I was getting with this team, particularly yesterday, as it went up and down through the lineup, that I really liked on an offensive side. And defensively, you're going to be good enough. Defensively, you're going to be all right. I believe. You're not. This team is probably not going to turn into just an amazing, unbelievable defensive team, but they're going to be good enough. You just got to be able to score some runs away from home.
Right. And you have, but you need to win 2 of 3 this weekend.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you got to win every series from here. You'd like to sleep? I'd like to sleep. You'd like to sweep at least one.
A road series would be huge.
Would be massive. I think there are two possible sweeps still out there for you with what you've got left in Big 12 play. But hopefully, again, that we look back on this little trip and say, all right, things changed in a really good way for Texas Tech baseball. And sometimes that's just what a team needs. You get away from home for a couple of days, sitting around the hotel, you're doing stuff. Sometimes you just need a little bit of that out of conference. No lose situation. You weren't going to be favored in either of those games. All right, bottom of the hour break. You guys jam up the text line. You know what we're talking about today on a Bandwagon Wednesday. Give us some more cool stadium promotion stories. 806-855-3712. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
It was a beautiful day, sun beat down. I had the radio.
It's 12:35. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Rowe here in the Arctic Air Studios. Got you till 1 o'clock on ESPN 960 San Angelo and in Lubbock. Talk 103.9 FM, News Money Sports. You're telling us the coolest stadium promotions, giveaways, things like that that you picked up when going to a game, or just your favorite promotions in general. Bandwagon Wednesday as well, the ones you're on, the ones you're off. 806-855-3712. Delayed there a little bit, Rob. For those who don't know, one of our studio doors is kind of, it just doesn't catch quite right. You've got to be fairly forceful with it. It's only been that, and it's been that way for a while. And by that I mean since the 90s or so. Prediction. The door will be fixed on April 27th. I'm calling it.
May 2nd.
Could be. I just have a feeling. That door. Oh, well. 806-855-3712. Texter says the Astros gave out replica championship rings. Well, that was nice of them. I don't know if the Texter got one or not. Where do you wear those to? If you get one of those, would you wear it out? I mean, I assume they're plastic, right? I mean, they've got to be some sort of whatever, but... Oh, now this is next level on the... We were talking about the plastic batting helmets. This is good. Texter says, we used our plastic batting helmets during BB gun fights.
Of course.
Did you ever have BB gun fights?
We did airsoft fights, yeah.
Yeah, you guys are more sophisticated growing up, had better equipment than we did. I mean, literally, when I was a kid, dirt clod fights.
Oh, we did that too.
Like throwing hand grenades, you know, you'd build a little mound of dirt around you, protect yourself, and then we're literally go play with rocks. We did.
Yeah.
Rock fights. Literally had rock fights growing up. Now you can do that on your phone. There's probably, I guarantee you, I'm not kidding, there's probably something on your phone where you can have like dirt clod fight or rock fight on an app, and then it would stream it on your phone or something. Or you do that on your whatever your gaming system of choice may be. Now we continue to look at Texas Tech baseball as they get the victory yesterday against Stanford. Bandwagon I'm on, and I've been on this bandwagon all year, but Gage Harrelson had a great at-bat last night. He had, before he makes it 5-2 with the RBI single, 13-pitch at-bat. I can get behind that. I can certainly, if you want to call that a bandwagon or a helmet sticker or whatever. And it reminded me of Cam Warren's. Cam Warren had either 13 or 15. I tried to go back and find my notes. Can't find them. Pitch at-bat in the College World Series one year that, you know, that helped you get a big win during the course of the game. And ended up helping chase the starting pitcher out of there. I can't remember whether that was a Florida State game. In my mind, it's that game where you you beat Mike Martin in Florida State.
Yeah,
I think I've got that right.
An insane, but just 13.
Yeah, it
14,
lasted forever, yeah. And it kind of helped change the tone. So Harrelson does that yesterday, gets you to 5-2. That was the big answer inning. I felt like at that point, like you said, after you gave up the two spot yesterday, you're kind of going, well, we've seen this before. You just, as one texter said yesterday, you're not handling success very well. And then that was it. They shut the door from there.
Slammed it shut, really.
I'm looking at the I had to pull up the box score, the PDF, and I don't know if this is because it comes from Stanford or what, but when you look at it, it is slugged rave on in the tab up top where it would say, like, D1 baseball, you know, staking the planes, notifications. This says rave on. I have no idea why it would do that.
They're big Buddy Holly fans.
Could be. What are we thinking on Dylan Maxey these days?
He is a guy who's played catcher some.
I think we end up seeing a little bit more of him behind the plate going forward.
I think Bazell is the best option at third base. Hudson White had some... If you're not used to playing second base, sometimes those double plays get tough.
Right.
There were some double pumps and whatever else that he struggled with. You want Hudson White in the lineup.
Yes.
You want Austin Green in the lineup.
Yes.
You want Kevin Bazell in the lineup.
Yes.
Do you need Maxey in the lineup? Or defensively, do you just want to say, all right, well, I guess how we had it's good enough. I like DH and Austin Green.
I'm fine with it.
But if nobody else can play second base, he's kind of has to go out there. Now, he's not been a great second baseman, but he certainly has to be in the lineup.
And if that be the case, then do we go back and we talk about the manipulation of the lineup and the flexibility and whatever. So does that make Tracer Lopez then your linchpin up the middle at short and that he needs to be the guy who's at short every day? You saw him Monday at second. But that he needs to be your guy at short to have a consistency that whoever is over at second is always working with Lopez.
Yes.
Because, I mean, that squeezes some out of Will Burns right now as far as innings and ABs. But young guy, that's okay. So, I mean, he'll have his day. And there will still probably be some moments that he's going to be able to get in and do stuff. But I feel like if you are going to run some guys like Hudson White or just whoever, second, Vuletich is, I don't know, that Lopez needs to be at short all the time. From a timing standpoint, all of that. That if you're looking up and every other day you've got an odd, you know, short-second combination that the guys don't work together typically. And you can say, yeah, they can work together in practice. This time of year, I'm not saying there's no practice. I'm not saying you can't work on things, but you're playing games.
Right
now. You're taking infield. You're game ready. That time becomes really compressed at this point. So I kind of lean to the idea that Lopez is your shortstop every day.
Yeah.
Other than an occasional off day. And maybe you can make that third and second base area where you have the flexibility.
I liked Vuletich at second.
He seemed to like being at second. The plate.
But who's going to play right field?
Right.
Bravo, Woodcox, and then you still need to find a space for Austin Green. If Austin Green is DHing, you have to play Hudson White at catcher or third and then put Bazell at catcher, but then Maxey's not in.
May 15th, Dylan Carter. Just using a random date. How do you work him back in?
Center field.
Yeah, I mean immediately.
Yeah.
Immediately you're done with that.
Yeah.
The day he can play.
Now, he might DH a couple of times just to work back in and then play center. He might not play center every day. But if he's healthy, he'll be in the lineup.
Agreed. And should be.
Yeah.
And that's why we
just hope he finds his timing that he had early
right.
in the year.
Yeah, he needs to be early season, Dylan, which was a joy to watch. That's why I say with this team, and I said it last night, that they've got as big an upside for a lot of different reasons as any Tadlock team lately going from mid-April to mid-May. From the youth that will continue to get better, that you believe will get better, that, you know, just by playing more games, and then by some guys that you may get back, like a Dylan Carter. Bo Blessy, I have no idea. No idea if, when, or what. But if all of a sudden you wake up one day in late May and he's able to give you an inning or two on a weekend,
yeah,
okay, that's big. I don't know what it's going to look like, but just because of a couple of things like that, that you feel pretty hopeful that the best version of Texas Tech baseball hasn't played yet. I know a lot of teams are sitting around probably saying the same thing.
Yeah.
I get that. I understand that. But I really believe that to be true for this team this year.
It's also frustrating you lost your third baseman like right before the season started.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Bizzell was going to be the catcher, or at least catch a
majority,
lot of games.
Yeah.
And then you had Travis Sanders go down, so Bizzell had a slot in at third.
Yeah, that's something we don't really probably talk about much, that was a big cog component that forced you to rethink some things.
Yeah. The first at-bat I saw in the fall was Travis Sanders' grand slam. So I was really
really high on that. You were on that bandwagon that day.
Yeah.
I'm you know, we'll see. And all of this predicated anymore, as you said, Rob, if this team goes about 500 the rest of the way in Big 12 play, you'll be on the 2-3 line.
It's the 3 line. But
well, if you're only 500.
In the tournament.
But, I mean, you can still get to the 2 line if you play better than that. But the worst case scenario is this team goes 500 and is on the 3 line, and that really only matters day one of the NCAA tournament.
Right.
That they're batting last, you're not batting last in the 2-3 matchup.
And if you win 10 games at home, that's one loss. And I think you can do that. You should be able to sweep Sam Houston.
Yeah.
You still have, what is it, Kansas and Baylor in Lubbock?
Right.
Now, depending on the weekend, those two teams look sweepable. Kansas has kind of been up and down. But if you win 8 games at home and then win 8 games on the road, which I think is the much tougher thing.
Very, very much more tougher, he said, using poor grammatically Englished.
But you'll be a top 36 team and be firmly in. If you win out, you can still host, but I do think that's a long ways away.
Yeah. We can reserve that conversation for another couple of weeks.
Yeah. I mean, if you get a sweep this weekend, you can legitimately talk about hosting. If you win 2 of 3, you're probably just still talking about being a 2 seed.
Yeah. Which ain't bad.
But I do think there's a clear path to being in the NCAA tournament.
Very much so. Things would have to really spiral badly at this point for that to not happen. Badly. Very badly. Badly, badly. Bigly, badly. Hugely badly.
And yesterday was a big win.
No doubt about it.
And that New Mexico loss and that North Dakota loss are looming. Those are two bad losses.
They are, and they could, depending on what plays out and how it plays out, very well cost you a seed line. That those losses may have cost you a 1-2, a 2, depending on what you do, a 2-2, a 3. We won't talk about the other thing that it could cost you. 806-855-3712. Need a quick break. We've got final segment of the day coming up here on Bandwagon Wednesday, so jump back in on the text line. Cool stadium promotions, your favorite giveaways all time, cool things you've gotten when you went to a basketball game, baseball game, you name it, maybe even a hockey game. What is it? You tell us. 806-855-3712. We'll finish up the day strong. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Breaux. Segment of the day, Bandwagon Wednesday, here in the Arctic Air Studios. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro, taking you to 1 o'clock on ESPN 960 San Angelo. And it's the Rob Bro Show coming your way on Talk 103.9 FM News Money Sports. You can use the same text line, obviously, 806-855-3712 to get in. We're talking cool stadium promotions, cool giveaway nights, cool things you've gotten, fun things. What do you got? Obviously, bandwagons are on and off. Tech baseball, men's basketball, Jennings back. That is good news, we believe. And then anything else that has caught your attention today, 806-855-3712. This is one of those text messages that I love, the voice text. The West Texas accent in voice to text doesn't always go well, although this one kind of works. Here you go, Rob. I'll read it as written. When the Corona Kings were here, I won an autographed jersey by throwing a puck and landing on the bullseye. It was very fun. That was over 20 years ago. Crap, I'm old. Yeah, the Cotton Kings were good, too. Corona. Maybe this texture just automatically things go to Corona.
Yeah, I think that's a band.
You know, the Corona Kings. I do think that was a band. That's funny the way that corrected there. Wonder where that came. Hey, the Cotton Kings did do a lot of cool promotions. I mean, again, minor league hockey, minor league baseball, they were good at it. And I'd give anything to know where my Cotton Kings jersey is. Sweater, if you will. Gamer quality type deal. No idea. There's a box somewhere that has disappeared, Rob, that had stuff from the late 90s, early 2000s. That had some amazing jersey memorabilia type things like that. Don't know where it is. My own fault. And I'll still maintain, though, they missed the boat. The Cotton King Dancers should have been known as the Cotton Strippers. Unbelievable missed tie-in there. John Deere could have been your sponsor. Texter says, for what it's worth, I love it when media people, like yourself, use proper grammar and correct those who do not. It's a lost art. The old coach who was an English teacher before he became a coach. I don't know that I use all that good grammar.
Well, I think you used bad grammar and corrected yourself.
Yeah.
Is what it was.
I tried anyways to correct myself. I try to catch myself. You know, you're on for a couple hours a day, you're bound to say something that just doesn't work on the old diagramming of the sentence. You know. It's like a preposition is a horrible thing to end a sentence with. Big on that one. Bad on grammar, though. I never know, is it him and me, or me and him, or him and I, or like Rob and I, or is it Rob and me? Which one is right?
If you can say it alone in a sentence, it's correct.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's like me and Rob are doing a show together.
Me doing a show.
So it'd be Rob and me are doing a show together?
It's Rob and I.
Rob and I are doing a show together.
I'm doing a show. Rob's doing a show. Rob and I are doing a show.
I'm more confused now than I actually was before I started to think about it. See, this is why people go third person.
I think they changed that rule, though, because I think lately it's been more of it's Rob and me.
Yeah.
But growing up, I believe it was... You need to say both of them in a sentence, and if they both work, that's how it is.
I mean, it was the king and I, not the king and me.
Right.
I don't know. Listen, folks, if you're coming to me for grammar, trust me. Trust my former English teachers. For heaven's sake, you are coming to the wrong place for good grammatical examples on any level. I try. I truly do. But, yeah. I write for communication purposes. I want to be understood. 806-855-3712. I'm trying to see if I got all of my bandwagons in today that I wanted to get in. I don't know. We talked about it, but yes, on the dollar hot dog night. They should do the dollar hot dog night when they have Bark in the Park, and that way the dogs can have dogs. It went a little wild last night, though, in Philadelphia when they had their dollar hot dog night. Apparently people started throwing the wieners onto the field. Oh, well. See, that's when you live in the greatest nation, you can just throw food around. You just throw food onto the field. That you have that kind of luxury in America that you can just throw hot dogs onto the field. Texter, bandwagon of Yankee shortstop Anthony Volpe.
The rookie, I believe.
Yeah. Or is it Volpe?
Do you like the Yankee roll call? You a fan of that?
No. I'm not a fan of anything Yankee, really.
I think it's a little bit of a cool tradition on opening day, the first one.
Yeah.
I guess they do that every home game. I like the opening day one.
I mean, if the Yankees do it, I don't have to like it. God sure. Bless America, seventh inning, I like that. Is it seventh inning they do that? When they do God Bless America?
Yeah, during the stretch.
Texter says, Rob's rule is still right. You say I as the subject or me as an object. I hit you, but you hit me. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, that ball was coming right at Hyatt and me. Ball was coming at me. Ball was coming at Hyatt.
Yeah. As I understood it, there would be no math involved.
Or Hyatt and I hit the ball. I hit the ball. Hyatt hit the ball.
He hit it far. He hit it high. He hit it deep. Fun show today. Enjoyed the conversation. Back with you tonight. Probably Twitter Live, so follow us at Ryan Hyatt Media. But also subscribe to our new YouTube channel. I've got that, I think, pinned on my Twitter feed, or you can find it. I don't know. We'll see if they let us on tonight or not, Rob. It's amazing how hard they're making it for somebody to try to utilize their product. It's really amazing. Rob Bro's show is next, either or Thursday tomorrow. For Rob, I'm Ryan. We'll see you Thursday in Raiderland.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, a presentation of the Texas Town Square Media Network.